Hi, we're called La Cerca. The song we're going to play is going to be released on a vinyl 12-inch in October. It's called Swim in Ocean. It's on the Luz de Vida compilation.
Can't remember anything. I'm a slip. again.
Good to be here in KXCI Studios, Studio 2A. This is a new song, a very new song for us. settles down before the nighttime sleep. In a dress, she's in the corner house. Steps outside to greet the night. Below my flower, Daisy rolls for kissing in the dark. Why not kiss hard? There's nowhere I wanna be but here right now. I know the words can mean so much. I want my jokes to make you laugh. Simple tongue, a nervous verse. I can stop my act. It's you asking form of a spark. Jasmine rose for kissing in the dark. Kiss hard. There's nowhere I wanna be but here right now. Take you. Can't give without taking. You can't take without giving. Can't give without taking. You can't take without giving. You can't give without taking. You can't take without giving. You can't give without taking. You can't give. Jasmine rose to kissing in the dark. Why not kiss hard? Where I wanna be but here right now. Take you.
You're tuned in to 91.3 KXCI Tucson. My name's Matt. This is Locals Only, and I'm live in Studio 2A with La Circa. Thank you so much for joining us tonight, guys.
Thank you.
So, we'll keep the talking to a minimum tonight so you can squeeze in as much music as possible.
Yeah.
I'd like to start off with introductions. Tell us who's in the room and what they're doing.
My name is Andrew. I play guitar, I write songs.
Acoustic guitar player, and I play drums once in a while.
and sometimes other instruments.
I don't have a microphone, but I'm Jack, and I play drums as of like 2 weeks ago.
That's true.
And I'm Miguel, electric bass.
Excellent. So I want to start off by talking about the first track that you played that is going to be on the upcoming Luz de Vida comp. I want to know how you got involved with that benefit.
I've been talking with James and Tracy for a long time. So we've been friends since they've been touring around. We were actually on a compilation together back in 2001. And so we met each other, and then they decided to move to Tucson. We became friends. And, I shared a track with them, and they're like, hey, we like this one.
Was there a particular reason that you decided to share that track?
Well, I didn't want to put that on Rock and Roll the Rescue a couple of different reasons, but mainly it was just because it was available and it was a really cool standout song that would probably work on a compilation or a single or something like that. And and it's a fun song to play, and we like to start our sets with it. We haven't actually played it. This is the first time we've played it in 3 years.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow. So if you liked that track, then coming up in October, you can get that on vinyl or in the digital download for that comp as well. You guys also have brand new full length out that's been getting a lot of play here on KXCI. We've really enjoyed it on Locals Only.
Thank you.
So we started off the set before we went live over here with the first track on that, Car Crush. What's been the response like so far in the couple months since the album's come out?
Honestly, it's been kind of a dull roar. I mean, it's kind of weird because you put out something on a CD format and people are like, oh, when's it coming out on vinyl? I'm like, soon? I don't know. I hope it does, but I don't really know the answer to that. Mainly people really like it. The response has been really good, and I've been really happy with what I've been hearing back from people. So
that's good. And would you say so far that there are any of the aspects of the recording? You spent a long time on it. Is there anything that you learned at the beginning that you were sort of applying at the end? Do you feel like, you know, this album is several albums in one, given the length of time that you spent on it?
Well, it's actually kind of like two different sessions, or about two different batches of about 8 songs that we narrowed down. And it was started in 2004.
Wow.
And then 2005 we did some more sessions, and then kind of mutated that from like and mixed it, and then it was actually kind of finished in 2007, but we hadn't quite mastered it, and we were just kind of waiting for some people were kind of sort of interested in it, and they say, oh, we might want to put this out or whatever, and then the band as a whole kind of turned around. We kind of went through some changes, did some traveling, and it just became like I'm not really sure how much I learned from the whole experience. It was a really good experience to be in the studio working on it, but it does have there was actually, I've lost my train of thought here. Losing my train of thought completely. It was a really good experience in the studio. We had a great time with it. We're in the studio making another one at the current moment.
So this next one, can we expect it in about 2018, 2019?
Very good. I hope it comes out in the spring, actually.
Wow.
We're kind of trying to do vocal tracks right now and backing vocals, and then we mix it.
Awesome. Let's get back to some more music, and then why don't you play 4 more songs, and then we'll see what kind of time we have. We'll talk a little bit about the new songs and what's cool to come in the future. You're tuned in to 91.3 KXCI Tucson, Locals Only. This is La Cerca, live in Studio 2A.
Well, cool. This song is going to be on that said next record. It's called Arizona. Arizona.
birds a symphony. Can't recognize the sounds up in the trees when I am frozen in Cologne.
From Rock and Roll to the Rescue. It's called Run Uphill. We'll be right back. do another song off this new recording we're making. It's called The First One. And it was written on the first day of July, first thing in the morning, about a dream. And whoever's calling me, I'm not going to answer. Hi, Mom. She's out there. She's going to listen, actually. She said she would listen. Hi, Mom.
Talk about your dream.
Yeah.
Rosy shine.
Thank you, Matt.
Thank you. Thank you. How many more do we have?
Like two more? Do you want to talk anymore or no?
Yeah, play one more, then we'll talk.
Okay, cool.
This is another new song. I mean, it's not really new. It kind of is. It's been around since 2002 for me, but I just recently put words to it, or kind of finished the words.
Thank you.
You're tuned into 91.3 KXEI Tucson. This is Locals Only, and you've been listening to La Circa performing live in Studio 2A since a little after 9 o'clock. Thanks again for joining us tonight, guys. And we've got time for one more song and a little bit of talking. So you've been playing some new stuff for us. You mentioned earlier that it's going to end up hopefully on a new album in the spring. I wanted to hear a little bit more about that. So where are you guys recording that?
Recording with Jim Waters at Waterworks. And that song's probably not going to be on it, actually.
Oh.
It's going to be on the one after that.
And so after so long on the last album, we've got a burst of creative energy coming out of La Circa right
not
now.
Not so much. Songs take a long time to write, actually. I'm like got like five or six that the band hasn't played yet. Mm-hmm. And then there's a bunch of others that I haven't even... I mean, it's a long process to actually... you know, to bring a song to the band, it's hard to do. Sometimes I do it halfway through. Sometimes I don't. It just mm-hmm. depends on the song, what the song calls for. And some songs, they don't actually make it to La Circa sometimes. So.
So. Yeah. So when there's a song like that that you finish, you've brought to the band, but you already know that that one's not going to make this next album, that leads me to believe that you've already figured out what songs are going to be on the upcoming one. So
almost. We recorded about, I guess, 12 or 13 songs.
Wow.
Well, we tried 13. I think 12 made the real recording, and then we'll probably release about 9 of those or so. Mm-hmm. And we'll leave some goodies for compilations or for singles or something like that, because we have a bunch of those goodies around. I don't know. It'll be interesting. All I know is that it's about sort of loosely about the weather, but, you know, it's kind of, it's a bunch of pop songs, but it's very much more of a, it's a very band-oriented song, recording. And not to say that the last one wasn't, it's just that it's like we recorded the basic tracks live and then we did some overdubs after that. It's been a lot of work, you know. It's sure. Actually it's really rewarding sometimes when I listen to it as in the working progress of it, but there's, you know, and then we actually did a bunch of recordings. That song that we just played was actually recorded at another studio called Luna Recording Studios with Chris Vatier, who kindly recorded us. And it was really like a nice experience. We had some cello on it.
Oh, wow.
So,
cool.
Yeah.
So if people are looking forward to the new album, is there a way they can find you online to keep track of the progress?
Well, thanks for asking. There's lacerca.net. And there's a Twitter account that's probably more accurate than anything else out there. There's a Facebook page or two, and there's just a lot going on that's out there. I mean, we're going to play a bunch of shows coming up.
What's the next one before we squeeze in that last song? What's the next show you guys are playing?
We're going to play Club Crawl actually at 10 o'clock at the Rialto Theater.
Excellent.
And then we're going to play the Luz de Vida release show October 15th, also at the Rialto.
Perfect.
And I hope to play a bunch more this fall. So
at the Rialto.
At the Rialto would be nice too, yeah.
So I want to thank La Circa again for joining us. Thank you to the listeners for tuning in. Don't forget that we are in the midst of our fall membership drive. So go on to kxei.org, become a member, renew your membership, or throw a little more in if you already have. With that, we'll send it back to La Circa, who are going to play us out. The Hub is on next at 10 o'clock.
Hey, just to let you know, this next song is actually heard on KXEI, I think on a regular basis, because it's part of the Voices show. It is...
Radio activism, you want to talk about a little bit?
I don't know.
Yeah, he doesn't know anything about that. Okay. So anyway, we it's their theme song. It's Voices' theme song. We're going to start playing it. It's called The Trip Away.
Excellent.
And it's the last song on the last song on, because there's a remix done by The Ploy. And here it is. Thank you.
never pays the trip away. And if you stay, we can take this place while the drummer plays the trip away. Yeah, the trip away. The trip away, yeah, the trip away.